across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
You're listening to Johnny Seifert on Talk Radio. Now, it was around a year ago that my next guest finished filming and was declared the winner of the Great British Bake Off 2016. Since then, she's become a good friend of mine, and I'm delighted to welcome her to Talk Radio. It's Candice Brown. Hello, Candice.
Hi. How
so
are
nice
you?
So nice to see you. So, apart from becoming a friend of mine, how's the rest of the year been?
Well, that is a high point, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah, it's just been amazing. It has been crazy. It's been incredible, but completely and utterly amazing, and nothing I could have ever really dreamt of happening. I've been to the most amazing events. I've met amazing people. I'm writing for a newspaper, and I wrote a book, and it's just, I am blown away by it all, honest with you. Going into Bake Off, I never ever thought I would even get on the programme, let alone get through week after week, and to win isn't something that never ever crossed my mind. And actually, I had no expectations coming out of it, because I didn't know what would happen. I didn't know whether people would like me, find me interesting, whether people would want to sort of invest in that sort of way. I mean, I am getting now the opportunities to do something I love so much, and that is just incredible for me. I'm now part of like this wonderful little Bake Off family, and just, yeah, loving every single second of it. But it's weird, because I never imagined any of this would happen, so it's very difficult for me to imagine what could happen or what to expect for the next 6 months, because it's just, everything is amazing and everything is just an incredible opportunity.
Well, when you started out, because you grew up in a pub, is that right?
Yeah.
So did you start kind of creating dishes there and getting them on the menu, or your mum and dad like, no, you're not putting that on the menu, I'm not trusting you with that? Yes, you might want to play in the kitchen, but you're not actually going to go there.
No, it was very much mum's demeanour was the kitchen, and dad was sort of with the out in the pub and things like that. I mean, they were a great team, so I was always around sort of food and seeing how things worked on a lot bigger scale. But it was my nan that was my real sort of inspiration. She was the one that I spent sort of all my school holidays with, and just watching her bake and cook and things like that. And it was kind of absorbing all of that from her. But I mean, actually, when I sort of think back, mum and dad travelled me and my younger brother a lot when we were smaller. So we got to taste and see so many different foods and different cultures and understand how people do things differently. And I think that was just feeding this real like passion for food and everything that I have.
Do you want your new cookbook out, Comfort?
Yeah.
And every single page ekes out Candice. Even from the front cover, on the back, you've got some nice little flowery wallpaper, because that's what we know you for. We know you not just as a chef, but we know you actually about your personality and I suppose those fashion vibes that you've come through, that kind of 1940s style as well.
Yeah, and that actually is interesting you say about that, the front and back covers. I had that sent over from France. It's a piece of material from 1910, so it's vintage French material. And I saw it and I thought that would be perfect. And it's things like that, that vintage and old fashioned. I love anything French as well. So it's things like that and those details I really wanted within the book. And it was so important for me to come across in that book. And yeah, everything does have a story, and I think it is in my voice, so probably apologies to some people because people are like, oh my god, your voice, Candice. I'm so proud of how it's come out, and I wrote every single recipe and I tested every single recipe, and I'm so proud of it.
The recipes are very much also 1910 as well, because you've not got that nouveau cuisine of everything being really small. You've got flavours like hibiscus and macaroons,
yeah,
and those kind of flavours that you wouldn't associate it with today. And also on page 139, I think it was, had an apple strawberry strudel.
Yeah.
But I would have used cinnamon, and you've used clove, which is a very Tudor type flavour,
yeah,
to use.
Well, there's a story to every bake. With the hibiscus madeleines, it's just because things like tea. So I don't like normal tea. I like fruit teas and things like this. And I was thinking about hibiscus, and I saw you can put hibiscus in champagne. I thought, well, how can I take that interesting flavour? But actually, that's quite hard to get hold of. So if you haven't got hibiscus, you're not in a market where it's available, put something else in, and that's what I encourage you to do. But with the clove in the strudel, that was more sort of an ode to my nan. My nan used to make strudels all the time and apple pies and things like that. And my dad absolutely hates anything like clove or that's really perfumey. Mm. She'd always put one in. He'd ask if there was a clove in there. She'd say no. And you could guarantee with the first bite, he would bite straight into the one clove.
Amazing.
I'm very much like subtle flavours and those sort of real old-fashioned recipes, like your Bakewells and your strudels and your crumbles and things like that. Yeah, it's definitely not a small portion book, that's for sure.
Although page 87, you've gone for those smaller things, but then you've got the pina colada macaroons.
Yes, so they're like, they're jaggedy, a little bit rough. I thought, well, how can I bring that in? And I love coconut, it's one of my most favourite flavours. And I was kind of thinking along the lines of cocktails, and I thought, yeah, pina colada, so putting in a little bit of lime, a little bit of pineapple, and they work really well. And they're quite a good one to do, because macarons are quite difficult. They are very, very sort of dainty and petite, and these are a little bit more rough around the edges, and I thought they were quite a nice one to add in. Again, quite an old-fashioned recipe as well. And I love making bread, I love making puddings, but then sort of when I'm at home, I think, right, if I chuck all this in, cook it for 4 hours, hopefully it'll come out all right. So that's sort of the premise with some of the bigger
well, as you
dinners.
Said with the pina colada, one of my favourite recipes that I tried out on page 226 was your hot cross buns, because you put orange and contra in it, and I was like, oh, yeah, hold on a minute. Alcohol, I mean, I love using vodka when I make my pasta sauces.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, okay, let's chop the contra. And it was amazing.
Yeah,
it's not alcoholic, though. It's
no.
like sweet.
Yeah.
When it's like that.
I found that with certain things, though, like with the contra, you get that almost background orangey flavour, and it just worked really well with those sultanas. And I find sometimes that can be a better flavour than maybe adding like an extract or a flavouring. So same thing with like amaretto instead of an almond extract or something like that. It just adds a little bit more depth to it, and I quite like that.
But let's talk about the Great British Bake Off really quickly.
Yeah.
A couple of questions have come in. Obviously we've got the new lineup.
Yeah.
What do you make of it?
I think it's a stroke of genius. I think it's going to be amazing. I
think
it's really good.
Having Noel Fielding was a genius move, because it's because what I suppose when you go to Channel 4, it needs to be completely different to what mm-hmm. it was done before. Do you think it'll have a different vibe to the show? They've already said no innuendos.
I think, yeah, I think it could have a little bit of a different vibe. But I think Sandy and Noel together are going to really bring that sort of comedy and that real light relief that you need in those times of stress. So Mel and Sue were great at that. And I think Noel and Sandy being friends previous to that are going to have that chemistry, and they're going to kind of bounce off each other. But I think actually his very, very differentness to the show, and he's, I mean, he might be an absolute amazing baker. We don't know. But I think I love the way that it was such a curveball and everyone kind of went, oh, wow, I love that. I do think it is a stroke of genius. I loved every single second. If someone said to me, would you do it again? I'd do it 100 times over.
Wow. Well, Candice, your book Comfort is out by now. Candice, you've been a pleasure.
Thank you so, so much.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.